The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Clint from Mr. Restore is in the house. All right. Plus, a deeper peek into the Adaptive Training Foundation. And we may ask this question, so get ready. If Jesus said to you, what do you want? How would you answer?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. I like that living thing. That sounds good to me. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You can call us at 972-445-0770. Now, I got Clint in the studio for the whole show, but the bottom line is we'll probably still do trivia, so you better keep your minds sharp and keep aware that there is a phone number you need to call because I cannot follow it by osmosis. You actually need to call and answer the question. I know it's crazy. Who would have thunk it? Keep in mind, any topic is open for conversation. If you do call in, and remember, it's not professional radio. It's never been professional radio. I've been doing thousands of shows. Not even close. It's like two tin cans and a string. That's how you got to think.
Pretty much, right?
That's pretty much.
And sometimes it just goes off completely.
Yeah, exactly. Especially when you arrive. And then it just goes, the whole station shuts down. That's how powerful Clint is, by the way. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. First, welcome Clint back into the studio. We are broadcasting. That's a good thing.
We are broadcasting. We're getting the thumbs up that we're still live.
We're still live and on the show. That's a good thing, right? That's a good thing. See, so we're 2 for 3, and if you were hitting 2 for 3 in the major leagues, you make $150 million a year. So that's kind of one way to look at it.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
All right, let's talk about, and we'll do our sound effect for this. Let's talk about Mr. Restore.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
How does that make you feel that we've associated you with that song?
Yeah, you know, at one point there was an association through another radio station that was the Oh No, Mr. Bill.
Oh, really?
And, oh,
no. Oh, no, yeah, Mr. Bill. That's funny.
There's been some other things that have gone to it. You know, we have a jingle that we've published. And
yeah, the one we use for the commercial?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
The one for the commercial. And we have... What's funny is, like, I have people sing it to me now, right? Like, people I don't even know.
They'll see the commercial.
Me get out of the vehicle, and suddenly it starts to happen. So I'm more and more comfortable with the fact that, you know, I'm associated with varying different things.
Yeah. So that's got to make you feel good.
Yeah, it's all good. Okay. Perfect.
Keep in mind, first of all, MrRestore.com. Okay? Did you follow that? Mr. Now watch this. MR. Restore. .com.
That's
the website. You can also connect through our website, davidspoonmedia.com. Their phone number, 877-631-7576. That's 877-631-7576. Kind
that's
of
right.
an easy way
and
to
we're,
remember.
And we're on all the social channels too, right?
Yeah, you're
Instagram,
right everywhere,
Twitter,
all these,
Facebook.
You guys are
I'm
all
sure
over.
There's plenty of those that I don't even know about.
I know
I have a really good team for that, so we're great.
Like, there's a new one every week.
Oh, yeah, it's all the time. Yeah, I don't know how we don't get anything done anymore. All we do is social media.
We tell people thousands of happy customers, and why that's important is because it's good to know that any kind of business you do with Mr. Restore, you are in an association and a collectiveness that people are like, we love it, we love it, we love it. Great job, great job. So that's the kind of people you want to do business with, and that's what you're going to be doing. That's who you do business with when you do business with Clint. And he is the man, the owner, the founder, the originator I don't want to say the creator because it just gets you too close to that spiritual.
That's way too far out there.
Yeah, it's way too. Yeah. And then if you get to know him, he's a little more like me, which already most of you should be getting aspirin just to get through the process. If you have any fire and water damage, any cleanup, any restoration service in any capacity, or if you're a real estate agent, or if you are a person that owns buildings and you're like, yeah, I need help there, we're having some problems, you need to get in touch with them. MrRestore.com. Before we do anything else, because we're early in the show, how you doing? How are things?
I am doing really pretty well. It's been a crazy couple of weeks, probably 3 weeks, a month. Just with, we had the tornadoes that came in that created a crazy level of devastation through a good part of the DFW Metroplex. And a lot of people are completely unaware of that. Like they saw it for a couple of days on the news, but then they're oblivious to really how impacted everything is. And in that time, I had one of my lead technicians whose father had been pretty sick and was losing a battle to cancer and kind of just, you know, they were holding his hand at the hospital, just kind of waiting for the end of his life. And so we were down a man. I had one of my guys that had to get hospitalized just from, you know, some weird stuff going on. And like, we're just running crazy in the middle of all this chaotic mess, right? And trying to wrap our hands around helping people as much as we can and doing the best job you can and helping as many of those as we can get to.
Right.
And then we're shorthanded. It's just like, it put a lot of effort and a lot of strain on my team. And I learned a lot about my team during that time and the resiliency of those that were gutting it out and, you know, helping us make some stuff happen. And it was really good to just kind of watch that. And
kind of like a time of testing. I mean, in its own way, right?
Yeah,
I mean, the testing is never, and I tell people this all the time, God's not testing you so God can figure it out. God's testing you so you can know what you got.
It's exactly right.
And so then you get a chance to really see the metal of what's going on.
I'm going to see if I can find a text message real quick, too. This is one of the guys from our church that we do some home group stuff with. And he basically, in the period of all of the tornado activity that we're dealing with, they had a washing machine that the fill valve on the washing machine failed. So it just kept filling. The way their house was constructed, they added hardwood in later. So the laundry room is about 2.5 inches shorter than the hallway and everything else that's behind it. Because when you raise when you add hardwood floor afterwards, you put in the finished floor and the plywood deck that goes underneath it. So it elevates the floor.
Okay.
So as a result of that, the laundry room has flooded and it's raised 2 inches worth of water, but most of the water is now going under the wood floor and coming out around the brick ledge around the rest of the house. So it took
them
a while to even know this was happened. But Andy sent me this text message. He was like, see if I can find this right quick.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Have met three of your crew thus far. I've enjoyed them all. I think they reflect you well. It's unfortunate that your work witness requires devastation and mayhem to be seen.
Excellent point, though. Like, yeah.
I mean, it is, right? It's like,
that's a great point.
Most of the time, people don't like, and you're not around my team unless something bad has happened, right?
Right.
And so that was really encouraging to have somebody say, hey, like, good job with your team. Like, you've got a good team, you've got good people, and they seem to be of your same mindset and mentality in customer service.
That's
toward all of that. And like I said the first time we were on here, and that may have been dead. I don't know what happened there, but. talking about, like, for me, this is an opportunity for me to minister to my staff and some of our clients, depending on kind of the situation and what's going on. But this is where I get to talk to and show the gospel lived out with my staff and what's happening and how I interact with them and how I interact with customers and how I still run a business that is designed to be profitable. So still argue with insurance adjusters and insurance companies because they're wrong and they need to be held accountable. And so it's for all of that to kind of flesh out and then somebody sent a message. It's just kind of cool, right?
Yeah, so, definitely encouraging for sure.
Yeah.
And that's really nice to hear that the guys that you have on your team they're mirroring you in a certain sense and the values and the way that you present yourself. So I think that's really a huge, you should actually print that and put that on a thing.
About that is not all of my team are believers.
Right.
Right.
Wow.
But they still see in me the opportunity and they see what that has, like they see the value in the way I live and they understand that. And so now they're starting to ask questions and they're starting to kind of go,
that's cool.
Hey, I want to interact with people this way. And so, you know, my hope and prayer is that at some point God's going to grab them and say, hey,
here's
what we're doing.
Yeah. Like, here's the kingdom. Come in.
Yeah.
Come in the door.
Yeah.
I love that you recognize that you can make that distinction. It's not that everybody in your core is a believer, but they are responsive. They are engaging with you and reflecting you. That's a very right. powerful witness by sure. itself. It's because it speaks volumes. Let me ask this question, which I don't know because I am not and was not in the devastation. In fact, you know, we live in fate. So, I mean, the
yeah, yeah, sure, sure.
Yeah, when a leaf falls, you know, maybe it's something. And so was there a lot of devastation?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Because so I did not know. And I think Wonder Drew even pointed out there was a ton where, you know, she had shared some. I had not a clue.
Yeah. So we the tornado started like the major one that created the significant amount of devastation in the Metroplex started Manana in 35. So there's a speed zone. If anybody knows this area, there's a speed zone off of 35. It's like, you know, go-karts and putt-putt and like bungee jumping or whatever that's okay. right there. So essentially there, it decimated. Like there was a tilt wall construction warehouse that was basically under construction, but all dried in, similar to like what you would see from the Amazon size warehouses.
Right.
And it just mangled that thing up right off of 35.
Wow.
And then it went through and got, Preston Hollow, one of the churches that we helped plant out of. So I go to the Village Church, and we helped plant a church on Midway and Walnut Hill. Midway and Walnut Hill, and it was Northway Church, and it ripped a big chunk off the sanctuary.
In the church?
Yeah, ripped a big chunk of the sanctuary off, the roof of the sanctuary off,
I
and some other stuff was bad.
Wild.
So, and it just carried on. Took some schools out. St. Mark's, which is a private school in Dallas, I think completely ripped down their gym facility, auditorium maybe together.
So there's millions and millions of dollars.
Oh, my gosh. There are streets. There are cars flipped over into houses and like a bunch of houses ripped up. And so Preston Royal area, there's a fire station, Station 41 for Dallas Fire Department that it completely totaled, like just ripped it to pieces. So lots and lots. Like I think it's in the billions.
Is that right? They allocated
the damage. Yeah, it was significant.
That's amazing because we don't – like being in Texas, you don't – I mean, even if you see it on television, it's kind of like seeing any disaster on television. If you're not close to it, it's hard to engage it in your brain.
It is.
You're seeing it all the time, right?
Yeah, and the crazy thing about that is we get desensitized to the tragedy, right?
Just
like
it
doesn't. It doesn't really – like I don't have an emotional like, oh, my gosh – kind of thing when I walk into stuff that I took a couple of my buddies that were in our home group. We had a structure fire that was right close to our house. We're having an event at our house and I took them by just to look at it and they were like, oh my gosh, like where do you even start? And for me, like I remember that time and I'm not completely numb to the point that the other people that are going through this are experiencing that. And I think it's great that God's wired me to be able to go, okay, like I can't walk into that and be like, oh my gosh, what do you do? I'm so
you
nervous
walk in
about
it. You know
I
what
have to
do.
Know what to do. I have That's to know amazing. How to be confident. I have to know, exude that confidence and hold somebody's hand through this. So,
yeah.
You know, we do some of those things. But yeah, man, it's.
That's wild.
It's crazy.
All right. MrRestore.com. That's where I want you to use. No reason now. You got it all going on. It's like we got an issue. We know who to talk to. We're going to take a break and then come back. We're also going to talk about the Adaptive Training Foundation plus a few other things. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. Don't go anywhere.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait. There's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
Why does Sally sell seashells by the seashore when anyone can pick them up on the beach for free? And what does she sell them for? I don't understand.
The David Spoon Experience.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I got to do that better. Here in Texas. Yeah, you got to have more of a...
Yeah, you got to have a little more bass, a little more growl.
See, if you're doing California, go, here in California. Right.
Yeah, although here in Texas.
Right. Now, if you're in Detroit, you go, here in Duck. Okay, anyway. I'm from Detroit. I can say whatever I want. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website davidspoonmedia.com. Don't forget, the app is, about 2 days away. Now, the first app that we're going to be releasing is just an app to listen to the show anytime you want. It's going to have a little, well, not yet, but it's going to have a little reminder going, don't forget the show, don't forget the like kind of thing. But it'll also have access to our podcasts and some photos and to the website and stuff like that. And that's coming out like in a couple of days. You know, there's no cost.
Yeah.
I would never charge for that. That's crazy. It's free. You have the opportunity just to share everything that we're sharing with one another. I want to thank everybody for some of the emails they've been sending. It's been fantastic. I encourage you to continue to do that because it's a huge blessing for me, for our sponsors like Clint, and for my wife, and for the people that are praying for us. And we've got like a whole group throughout the country that prays for us on an everyday basis. And it's like,
and it's definitely encouraging when I hear so conversations much from you about lives that are being impacted because of what you're doing here, and we know that, hey, we're a little part of that.
Yeah,
That's good, man. I'm all in.
Yeah, it's huge because – and then you have some people and it gets – you know, some of the letters get deep and it's like – but then some – even just somebody going, hey, it's been great, and you heard – and when people answer the trivia. Speaking of trivia – I was just setting that up. Speaking of trivia, here we go. Let's see if you guys can answer this one. I just want to know if you're feeling good. If you're feeling good. Where are the fruits of the Holy Spirit listed in the New Testament? So I will go – you can go – yeah, you can do chapter or you can do book, or if you're really getting into it, you can do verses too. But either any of those, if you feel like you know, well, I know where the fruits of the Spirit are listed, and then when you call, I'm going to tell you something super cool about the fruits of the Spirit that as I was praying, doing some studying, that the Lord dropped on me, and I was like, how did I miss that for 41 years? Mm. Amazing stuff. Anyway, well, where are the fruits of the Spirit – listed in the Bible? 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. We're hanging out with Clint. He's the owner of Mr. Restore and any kind of, well, let me say this, Laura. Mr.
Thank you.
Restore.
Thank you.
At MrRestore.com.
We should probably tell people why you have to slow down and say that. And the reality is, when we named our company, we weren't very smart. And if you say it very fast, it sounds like you're saying mystery. So you say Mr. Restore, and they're trying to figure out what we, like, do we sell magic trick gifts. I don't really know what would happen in a mystery store. It's like the mystery machine, apparently. But so we have to say it with a ruh sound or Mr. Yeah. Restore.
Okay.
Back to normal like you were before. Hey. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
Okay, and nice. We have a caller that's calling in, so we'll grab that as well. That's your whole thingy, right?
That's part of it.
That's
yeah.
right. See, you know, watch this. Mystery Store. See if you do that. He's right. I mean, at first when he told me that, I was thinking, nah. But then I did it a couple of times. All right. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Dan.
Hi. How are you, sir?
Excellent. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you for calling in. Let me ask you, I'm feeling pretty confident you're going to get this, and I'm going to share something with you that'll really make you think. Where are the fruits of the Holy Spirit? Where is that listed in the Bible?
Galatians 5:22.
That is correct, sir. You are a winner.
Woohoo!
All right, now watch this. I just want you to catch this. My wife and I had discussed this as I was meditating, kind of thinking about that and kind of twirling that around in my mind. It dawned on me that the fruits of the Holy Spirit are, in fact, fruits that come from the Holy Spirit of God, which is fruits that come from God, which means that all of those things that we're asked to identify with are all things that God has. So yeah. When you think of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, you think of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And by the way, that word self-control means mastery or restraint. And it's really amazing that you have to think that God is kind and yeah. gentle and full yep. of peace and full of joy and full of love and full of patience. Isn't that cool?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I love it. Great job, my friend.
Long-suffering.
And long-suffering, right? That's probably a better way to say it.
Wait a minute. I don't know that I like that one so much. I seem to experience it a lot, though. Maybe I should embrace it a little more often.
Excellent point. All right, my friend. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Bless your mom.
God bless. All right. That's fun. I just thought it was cool. It's like you think about those things and we're always told, yeah, you need to, you know, these are identifiers or markers to tell you where you're at. Yeah, but don't forget, those are all markers that come from God because he has those. It's like, oh. And I really love that because sometimes I think we think of God as less kind than he is.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, no, he's kind. I mean, that's something that we need to grasp. Okay, so Mr. Restore, you got that? Mr. Restore. .com, any kind of restoration service, fire, water, smoke, wind, flood, whatever's going on, call them, talk to Clint, find out if there's a way they can help you. And you're thinking, well, why is he there for the whole hour? Because he's fun. I enjoy him. It's like a fellowship. And then we're going to have Johnny Hill, and he's got Men of God Moving. He's going to be all day. This is a guy that died in the swimming pool.
Oh.
And then the Lord brought him back. It's like, wow. It's kind of weird to talk to him.
I do not have that experience.
Yeah, that's beyond me. I mean, that's
crazy.
All right, so let's talk about this foundation, and we're going to kind of get into this. This has really been a cool element that has been brought into the show that we didn't plan on. It came from Clint.
Yeah. I never planned on it.
It's the Adaptive Training Foundation. And I want to make sure people know that they can – I think the website's adaptivetrainingfoundation.org.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, that's –
Talk to me about it. Give a quick 60-second and then do me a favor and give me a deeper, like, 3 minutes.
Yeah, so the 60-second is Adaptive Training Foundation is a foundation that was designed to help the disabled population. And so what we know and David Vibora, a buddy of mine, this former NFL linebacker, that when he created the foundation was that – He recognized very quickly that if you treat people broken, they act broken. And so many of the people that come into us have been told that you're never going to be able to do whatever again. And the clinical world is basically, the medical world is basically telling them that, right? And so there was an opportunity to start helping individuals. The first person that ever became an athlete of Adaptive Training Foundation, the reason the whole thing kicked off was a guy by the name of Staff Sergeant Travis Mills, who was one of five living combat-injured quadruple amputees, missing both arms, both legs.
That's just
and
like,
David,
wow.
David ran into him and was like, hey, man, you look like you used to work out. You don't have arms and legs. You kind of look back at the guy and go, hey, dude. Like, you know, unsavory terms used at that point.
And, I would think.
And so, but they hit it off and he started training him. And it's like, hey, look, if you're afraid of falling because you don't have arms and legs, let me help you figure out how to navigate some of that.
Wow.
Build some core strength and some other things. And that led to others being involved in what was happening at Adaptive Training Foundation. And so we were very fortunate to get that thing kicked off. And David ran that for a couple of years. And he brought me in at a time where he was trying to transition to be able to give more exposure to what Adaptive Training Foundation was doing and spend less time actually managing and operating that foundation. And he's like, hey, man, can you help? I'm like, absolutely, dude. Stepped in. And I took over the operational side of it for about 6-7 months this year while we went on the search to find somebody to step in that.
You were doing a fill position then?
Yeah, like, I was the interim COO. He was still the CEO. I was the interim COO. I was doing the operational side of what was happening,
right,
putting some processes in place, kind of just helping keep everything together so that we could transition David out to go do some other things. And that, the other things are the storytelling mechanism, you know, and David's solid Christian guy. Everybody here that's listening to this broadcast would love him. He has every knee shall bow tattooed on both knees, and just an insanely intense individual, but a very, like, he's going to hug everybody. He walks in here, he's hugging everybody in the building, and he's going to engage you and talk to you and have conversation. And he just, God put him in a place to say, look, I understand you used to be an NFL athlete. I understand that you trained high level athletes. This is where I'm putting you. And this is what I've called you to.
Wow.
And so he's doing that now, right? And so opportunities open up, and he's working on some, you know, podcast type stuff and some storytelling mechanisms. And he's had opportunities to be in the room with some amazing individuals, right? So we've lots of celebrity and political celebrities that have been into the facility to see what's happening. David considers himself a social entrepreneur. He's figured out, and it's kind of like what you and I had a conversation about today, which is, look, I want you to do this and don't worry about the money side of things.
Right.
Don't worry about what happens. This is what I have in store for you. And David's like, all right. So he went at it and
I love this guy already.
I'm telling you, like,
I mean, I love
it's
that.
It's so great. And so, like story after story after story. The 60 seconds has already melded into the 3 minutes, just yeah. FYI. I don't know.
Well, what we'll do is we'll get into in-depth in the next segment. So, so just keep going with you.
Yeah.
Don't stop.
So, I mean, there's stories, and like even this last week, I was showing videos to people of the – Lindsay was injured in a car wreck in L.A., was T-boned by an F-250 in a rental car. She was in the back seat, and she became a C5, C6, incomplete spinal cord injury, quadriplegic. Was told she would – probably be lucky if she ever used her arms again. I have video over my phone where she's walking for the first time.
Wow.
And this was in August, right? And the progression that she's made. So it's the stories that come out of that place are gold.
Like, yeah.
It's unreal.
Real testament. I mean, they're just strong, strong testament. Here's this is one of the reasons when this first came up from Clint, who was telling me about it last night, I didn't even recognize the depth of it. It just has this appeal to, look, you're not a victim, and watch, we're going to take where you're at and make it better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow. Okay.
Absolutely.
We're on that. We're for that. We're going to take our break and come back, and then we're going to talk more about that, because I want you not just to hear about it. I want you to participate with it, and I want you to be praying for these people on a regular basis. All right, folks? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
The David Spoon Experience.
There was a pastor, now I use that word with some reservation, having been involved in ministry and having the privilege of planting seven churches throughout the United States and having three separate ordinations, I have a tremendous amount of respect for people who commit their lives into ministry. But whenever there's somebody on television or anywhere else that is a nut job, then I just call it like I see it. Okay, that's what I call it. Call it like I see it. On the Sean Hannity show, roughly about 2 weeks ago, a reverend, so-called Reverend Oliver White was on the show, and Reverend Wright said this, and I'm going to repeat it because some of these things are just unbelievable. He said that Jesus was wrong about marriage. At least he didn't have the audacity to say he never said anything about marriage. He said Jesus was wrong about marriage, and that marriage should be more than between a man and a woman. And then he proceeded to say this statement, ladies and gentlemen. He said this. Now, this isn't even the thing that's irritating. Then he proceeded to say this. If Jesus were alive today, he said, he would say, I didn't know it all. Now, this is a man who's supposed to be representing Jesus Christ as a minister. This guy's no minister. And if you want to say, well, that's judging, I'll take that judgment all day long. All day long, I'll take that judgment, no matter what anybody says. Here's a guy that says two things. One, Jesus was wrong about marriage. Two, if Jesus were alive today, any person who proclaims or professes to be a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ and questions whether Jesus Christ is alive today or not is not a minister, but a false teacher. I don't care. I don't care if you like it. I don't care if you think that's mean. That's irrelevant. Facts are facts. And here's the thing that just overwhelms me. This overwhelms me, ladies and gentlemen. Any person who is in public office, now this goes with this, all three of these things go together. Any person who is in public office who changes their convictions about same-sex marriage because another family member has made a decision to go into the lifestyle of being gay or lesbian, any person who changes their convictions, their biblical Christian convictions, based on another family member changing their status into a gay or lesbian lifestyle, and then that person then changes their Bible convictions to accommodate their family member, is not fit to be a Christian. That's right. I said it. And if you can't shout silence, welcome back. Wow, that preacher's got a lot of fire to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I will say on that particular note, full context is you have to appreciate specifically what Jesus said. When you choose family over Jesus, you lost.
Sure.
You missed. Sorry. That's it. You cannot do that. You cannot have a lordship of Christ in a bottle that says, well, he's Lord when I want. It's like, that is an oxymoron like jumbo shrimp. It's like, you can't do that. Okay? All right. If you don't like that, you can always send me an email. I'll tell you why you're wrong. DavidSpoonMedia@gmail.com. Website, DavidSpoonMedia.com. So I'm hanging out here with Clint. Clint is the owner of Mr. Restore.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, tennis, call Mr. Restore.
At MrRestore.com. See, when you say it fast, you're right. It does say that, right. Mr. Restore. That's Mystery, just terrible.
Mr. Restore.
You can reach them, MrRestore.com, or call them 877-631-7576. That's the way to go about that. If you have any restoration issues in any capacity, whether you're an individual homeowner, building owner, if you own a series of buildings, if you're in charge of the maintenance, or if you're a real estate agent, whatever, just get in touch with them. They're the ones you want to take care of. They're the ones that the Lord is – yeah, the Lord's blessing them. It's like, well, that's cool, right? Right. Yeah. So they're going to do work that maintains that level of integrity. One of the cooler things, though, about some of the people that we work with and some of the people that sponsor the show – is this whole spiritual element. And yeah. It kind of takes over. It seems like it takes over the business part from time to time. And we're talking about the Adaptive Training Foundation and Dave, who is – and what's Dave's last name?
David Vabora.
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 Vabora. Yeah, yeah. See, that's why I asked you.
Yeah, David Vabora.
Because if I guessed at that –
you know, that story in itself is just crazy, man. Like if you look at the whole story that goes to all of that – David was drafted the 252nd pick of the 2008 NFL draft. 252nd pick is way down there. In this case, it was the very last pick of the NFL draft. So he gets a moniker titled as Mr. Irrelevant. And so that's what they make him, right? Is Mr. Irrelevant. And so the premise behind that is you're not ever going to amount to anything in NFL. You got drafted, you're never going to play a game. But David worked really hard. God blessed him and made him the starter for the Rams that next season. He was their starting linebacker.
Wow.
And stayed there for a couple of years and got traded to the Seattle Seahawks. And the Seahawks picked him up and had really successful time with the Seahawks. Wound up with a shoulder injury that led to essentially him saying, I think I'm done with football. And he started a performance gym called the Performance Vault and then met with Travis Mills. And that led to this concept of the Adaptive Training Foundation and all of it. Like if you just put a roadmap together of what has happened, like you can see God's hand all over it. Now, did he at the time when he had a shoulder injury and was, you know, stepping away from his NFL career? No, absolutely not. Right?
No, you didn't
see
it.
But now you go, oh my gosh, like it's
amazing. It was a path.
Yeah, but absolutely. It's part of the journey.
Right.
And the experience as being Mr. Irrelevant, which now leads you to drive and work because you don't want to be that. And now, you know, everything like that still is very useful in for someone who was Mr. Irrelevant to now what he's doing, which is insanely relevant in the lives of individuals. And to see where God has led him through that path and how each part of what has taken place has put him in a position to make the Adaptive Training Foundation successful, to minister to those that were injured and have become disabled for whatever reason, and put them on a separate path where, I mean, honestly, like you lose both legs at 18 years old in military accident.
Your brain's
bound to a wheelchair for the rest of your life because they're a high hip, right? You can't even do prosthetics. Like there's going to be a time where you don't want to be alive and you want to take your life.
Yeah.
And so in an environment where he can work with them and he can minister to them and love on them in the name of Jesus and save those lives and then give them something to look forward to and use exercise as an opportunity to change the game. So I guess we kind of need to get into that, but like what is the Adaptive Training Foundation, right? But it's just been a lot of fun to watch God do that and change that path and
that's cool.
Provide this opportunity. So like
that's cool.
President Bush has been in. We've had Speaker of the House come in, Howard Schultz, who is not a believer, but was not really the founder of Starbucks, but made Starbucks what it is today, that was going to run for president, has been into the facility and asks questions at times. Like he's had conversations with David that he sees something in David, right? Like
he asks right. kingdom questions without even knowing inquiry
doesn't even
questions.
Know. And so the connections that have been made because of the professional career of this guy.
That's amazing.
Are like God just orchestrated all of that, right? And you don't know that at the time.
That's the big key. First of all, adaptivetrainingfoundation.org.
Yep.
I want to make sure that people know the website, adaptivetrainingfoundation.org. So I want to say something about that, about Dave and this process. First of all, when he did get that shoulder injury, and this is something you and I need to remember. I don't know why I forget on such a regular basis, but that shoulder injury, I'm sure to Dave at the time, was a pain in the neck. I mean, literally, just a pain in the neck. Sorry, I couldn't resist. But the bottom line is God was orchestrating, good word, a whole nother plan and purpose.
Yeah.
So before everybody misses this, when Jesus knew his time was coming up in John 14, he said, my time to talk is running out. And then the very next statement he makes is, I gotta do what the Father has me here to do. In other words, his time is running short. Got to get the mission done.
That's right.
And that's the and we don't see it when that first step on that journey takes place oftentimes. And there's many of you out there and you're like, I don't know what the Lord's doing. I'm over here. I can't even figure out where we're going. I don't know what left and what right is. That's okay, because if you mapped it out, you'd mess it up anyway. Mm-hmm. God is a fantastic map maker and you're a part of that maker system. He's mapped it out and he's going to show you. You might not get what that thing is, what that step is, what that phase is, but you'll get to where he wants you to go. Mm-hmm. You might not get it, but you'll get there because he's in charge. And if you yield to him, well, that's your opportunity, isn't it? I mean, I love that one of the things they brought up, and then I'm going to let Clint try and take over the rest of it. But that the thing that Dave was, he's just like, I'm just going to do whatever the Lord wants. It's like, I don't know. I don't have any money. All right, let's figure it out.
Yeah.
So we've done, and we've mentioned this before, and I brought it up to Clint. So for those that don't know, we've done this a couple of times, and it's just like what the Lord's doing. It's like, we're like, okay, this is what our show is. This is what our sponsorship offers. This is what we're doing. Look at it and pay what you think is right, and we'll honor it. And it's like, who does that?
Yeah.
Sometimes you just let go, and then the Lord drives the boat to the right place. Maybe that's a big part for all of us. Maybe a little less control, a little more trust, and a little more opportunity for him to show you how much he's in charge.
It's so hard though, right?
Oh, it's terrible.
Like, I mean, clearly I think I'm smarter than God half the time.
Half? Only half? Really? Wow.
Maybe that wasn't the right statement. But, you know, like I try to make things happen because I think, you know.
Yeah.
And part of that is because I think God's wired me to be able to make decisions and be smart. And sometimes I think, clearly he can't have all this figured out for me. Like, I've got, you know, experientially, I know that to be false. I know that he does.
Right.
He's
but
smarter, but I still do it.
Nah, so it's the children of Israel in the desert, in the wilderness, one miracle after miracle. And yeah. It's always, what have you done for me lately?
Yeah.
It's like, it's just it's the pattern. And that should make everybody feel better because you're not alone. We're all in this together.
We're all doing it.
Yeah. So we got about 2.5-3 minutes before we break, or somewhere in that. 4 minutes before we break, and I want to give Clint that opportunity to tell you what you can do for the Adoptive Training Foundation. What can you do to participate? Last segment, I'm going to drop a question on him and on me that Jesus asked his disciples, which I think is fair because we're all trying to be walking in that place. But what can people who are listening do for the Adoptive Training Foundation? What can they do?
Yeah, so we have tons of opportunities. Let me tell you what Adaptive Training Foundation is. It's a gym where we invite individuals who have been disabled to fill out an application and apply for a class. If they get accepted into the class, they go through a 9-week class. We bring them, if they don't live here, we bring them to Texas. We pay every expense that they have. So nothing costs anyone to come into the gym and receive exercise and treatment for what it is that we do. It's 100% paid for on our 501c3 nonprofit. So we bring them in. They stay in for a 9-week class. They work out 3 days a week in the class. They do Tuesdays and Thursdays with their own class. And then Fridays, they work out with the alumni, those that have been through the class that are available to come in for a Friday workout. And they get to build this community and this tribe with them. So what can people do to help in all of that? There's so many things. So we have volunteer trainers. So you could sign up. You could come through some of our curriculum and courses. We got to make sure you understand what it is that you're working with and doing, because if you may be a trainer, you may just want to help and you know a little bit about exercise. We can help get you a little more knowledge about what it is that we're doing, because we're talking about spinal cord injuries. So it's not just a normal able-bodied person that we're working out with. Maybe they're missing their left leg above the knee. Maybe they're missing both legs below the knee. Like, who knows what's going on? And that requires a different level of knowledge and training to do that. So you could go through a class. You could, in fact, we have a seminar coming up and I can get you the information on that you can learn how to work in the adaptive population. You can help volunteer for serving at the gym for events where we have graduation. When they finish the class, they have graduation. We feed lunches to them on Fridays. So we have somebody that comes to provide food. You could volunteer to provide food. You could know somebody and make a connection for us with somebody that could do food. You may know a billionaire. And if you know that billionaire and that billionaire wants to write checks to help fund what it is that we're doing, it costs us a significant amount of money to bring somebody through a 9-week class and house them at a hotel in Dallas. We survive by the grace of God. We don't raise enough money to do what we're doing. It costs us almost $1 million a year to run the facility. And we get right close to that in terms of donations. And if you want to volunteer time, if you want to be a part of some of that, we do an event the first Friday of every month called Sweatiest Hour. The next one will be December 6th. Michelob Ultra actually sponsors that workout for us. And so we have a happy hour afterwards. You can have a beer or two with your friends, not getting carried away. Calm down, everybody. Calm down.
Calm down, everybody.
Calm down.
Calm down.
You come into a station-based workout with us and get exposure to what's going on. I'm telling you, it's one of the most addicting things you've ever been through, is to see a one-legged blind Marine climb over a 6-foot wall and have to trust his people that are with him to help him get there and get it done and be a part of that tribe and community is unreal.
That is powerful. Very good. All right. So there's a ton of opportunities. And one thing that you said that just, ding, 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 and you'll say something in my brain. Sure. It rings anyway. So that's a whole separate thing. And yes, I was dropped on my head. The bottom line is you can make connections. Even if you can't do it, maybe you know somebody or connected to somebody that can help. And nobody's asking you to do everything, but where everybody's asked in the kingdom of God to do something and a part of it. If you can help in this endeavor, do so.
Yeah. Maybe you know somebody that's been disabled from something.
Yeah.
And you can make that connection and go, hey, I want to help my friend who is missing a leg or is in a wheelchair. Is there anything that you guys can do? If nothing else, we can make a connection for them, because the majority of the people that come into the facility don't have someone like them in their life.
Yeah.
So you spend all your time in a wheelchair and you're the only one that you know around you, or you're missing a leg and you're the only one that you know that's like that. At least you get that connection to a tribe of people that love them and support them and that are going to, share faith and just be community.
All right. Adaptive DavidSpoonTrainingFoundation.org. If you have any questions, you can always go to DavidSpoonMedia.com and pull up on the link. We're going to take our break and come back, and we're going to ask the question that Jesus asked. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water,
what is the David Spoon Experience?
Hey, jing-a-dee-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey, jing-a-dee-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la 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 la.
Oh, that is
la, yeah. La 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 la.
You asked for zany, my friend.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. So we, being not completely unlike, you know, Christmas Vacation in Chevy Chase and so on and so forth, we got a really big tree, slapped it up on the car. Of course, it scratched the car to no end. Remember, I'm Jewish, and I'm trying to follow the Christmas holiday. It's got nothing to do with my Christianity. I like Christmas. I like the season and so on and so forth. I have no problem celebrating any specific time, picking a time, and we're as close as we can be celebrating the birth of Christ. It's awesome. It's a great time of year. But you're talking about me fighting a tree, and I'm fighting the tree, and I'm fighting the tree, and I hack off a few branches. And unfortunately, what I hacked off with the axe wasn't enough. Because I was right there again, holding the Christmas tree with my feet on the door, trying to pull it in. Hey, you know what? The Christmas tree was not coming in. So you know what I did? I hacked off a few more pieces. But then, instead of just trying to pull the tree in, I hacked off a few more pieces. By this point, I have decided that Christmas is a pagan holiday that only people who are supporting Christmas presents have created, and Jewish people who believe in Jesus should not be celebrating Christmas, and I'm crashing the tree, and I've got the act up, and I'm crushing it, and I'm going to get this tree in, and you would not believe it, but after doing that for 15 minutes, I still could not get the tree in the house.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
Amazing grace.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Livinginhisgrip.com is where you can go to get some of the music from the show. It is free. Always a good price. What's my favorite price? Free.
Free.
Free. Free? How much? Free? Free. Okay. So I've had the chance, and I think you've had the chance to fellowship with Clint, and I think that's an important part of it. He's not just the owner of Mr. Restore, okay, which he is. But he's connected to the Adaptive Training Foundation, which is totally cool. AdaptiveTrainingFoundation.org is the website. I want to make sure I get make that address correct. And then Mr. Restore, MrRestore.com. He's those things, but he's also just a brother in the Lord. And sure. This is something that's important. So when we do our show, to me, we have fun. I mean, you get to come into the show and you talk and I get the opportunity to do interviews and hang out with people and stuff like that. But every once in a while, you got to bring it into the mode of what we all ask and talk to one another about. So, of course, going through the Gospel of John, as I've been going through my devotions, most of you know I'm going through four different elements in devotion. So I've got the Gospel of John. I've got 2 Timothy, which I'm wrapping up. Then I've got Genesis, which I'm working on. And boy, I can't even remember the fourth one. Oh, and second, or 1 Corinthians chapter 14. I'm going through that too. So I'm going through in 4 different translations. And the reason is because I have a mind that never stops in this stuff and we keep going. So one of the things that came across in my devotions is this question that Jesus asked the earlier disciples. And it's a question that's a real specific question, but an interesting one, one that maybe changes as when we first become Christians and now we're Christians later on, and it's been a little while and we've gone through some of the process. So when two of the disciples heard Jesus and heard John the Baptist say, hey, that's the Lamb that takes away the sins of the world, they turned around and they started to follow Jesus, and Jesus turned around to them and said, what do you want? Now, that's a fascinating question. And the reason it's a fascinating question is because Jesus, in many regards to his disciples, as they begin this journey, is kind of saying the way we would say, what are you looking for? What is it you're hunting? What are you looking for? Now, keep in mind that where they started in John chapter 1 is certainly not where it ended up in the end of the Gospel of John. But it's a fair question for you and I to ask, maybe where we started, what did you want, and now what do you want? And to be really honest, in 10 years for some of us, or in 30 years for some of us, or in 5 years for some of us, there's going to be a whole nother what do you want. And it's going to be kind of a whole different realm. And I don't know if it's because I'm getting older that I see that, or what the deal is on that. But when you first became a Christian, did you – if Jesus said to you, what do you want – would you have – I mean, do you know what you have said? Would you have an idea?
So I was young, right? And so I don't think I really had some of that recognition of how bad things were in the world or how bad they were going to become as I grew up. So for me, it was one of those things where I just like felt this sense of like this is the right thing, right? Like God's pulling on me a little bit and
– that's interesting.
And this is like – I never went down that path of drugs and alcohol and, you know, all the craziness. Like, I'm not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but I had friends that were way off the deep end. And even God's drawn them back in, right? And that's a beautiful thing to see and watch. But my testimony is not one of those of like yours, right? Where, hey, I'm part
nutty.
Of this whole big, you know, drug ring type thing and stuff going on and enjoying drugs, right? And I think that's a beautiful story too. So I don't know that I knew what I wanted.
But you knew it was the right path.
I just knew that there was something that felt better to me than wanting to lie and be deceitful and all those kind of things. And so at the same time, I think in today's world, as you get older, like for me, I recognize now that when I was younger, I thought I knew a lot. And then I realize now I don't know anything.
Right.
The older I get, the more I learn, the more I realize I don't know anything.
Right.
And I think there's a lot of people that's still that mentality of fear of missing out, right? So when Jesus turned around to him and said, what do you want? It was, I don't know, but this looks like if I don't go with you, I'm going to miss out on an opportunity.
Right.
And, you know, and they would have for sure. But was it that? Was it something different? Like it's that's an interesting question you ask.
Interesting question. You know, think about it, I think it's kind of an interesting element for all of us as believers, because what I wanted when I first said yes, and as I'm starting to unload and unpack some of my testimony piece by piece, initially I was just doing fire insurance.
Save me from.
I mean, I just not
if you do that. You're going to hell,
right? So I mean, I'm looking.
But if I do this, I don't. Okay, right. Cool. Yeah, it
so
seems
being,
fair.
Being Jewish and then being a Christian, I thought I'm covered.
Yeah,
I'm covered.
I'm
my
solid
policy
on both
is
grounds,
all
man.
Good.
Yeah.
Right now, 41 years later. What do you want? I mean, it comes back to that Jesus element, just to make sure that I'm doing your will. Paul said something interesting in Philippians chapter 3 and 4, but he said, I want to take hold of that for which Christ took hold of me. And it's like, wow, I want that. Mm-hmm. First of all, I want that attitude. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because because that's a great attitude.
Yeah,
sure like is. Instead of like how big is this or how much of this or what or do I catch or break this and it's amazing to think all the stuff that Paul went through and I heard a teaching over the weekend about Paul and Silas and being in prison and they were praising God. I mean all the things that Paul went through and all he wanted was just more.
Yeah,
it was like wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe that guy didn't go, I want a one-way ticket to Amsterdam.
How do I get out of this?
Right, exactly. But he endured it, and he rejoiced in it. And the older you get, I think you said something really profound, the more you realize you don't know.
No.
You think you knew.
Oh, I was so smart.
Yeah. And then you get dumber 15, as you get wiser.
20. Yeah.
Right. I think that's a really important element for people to recognize. You don't grasp all that God is doing, and that's okay. You're not God. But instead of telling him how to change it, there might be a better element to just surrender to it.
Sure.
And say, Lord, as long as you're in charge, I'm good. And something that came up last week, and I think is a really important point, people get, I don't want the devil to do this, and I don't want the devil to do this. Hey, the devil can never steal what you surrender to God.
Sure.
Because he can't steal it from God. It's like, oh.
Yeah, and you know, there's so many people that try to hide so many things about who they are because they don't want the, you know. But those things that are brought into the light can't be used against you.
Right. Well, that's true. I mean, that's one of the things that we do. We do encourage. I think it's just own it fast. Eat the pie and eat it early.
Yeah,
then it's like what? So if in society, in the world, well, you did drugs. Sure did. Tons of them. That was my BC days before Christ.
Yep.
Now I'm in the AD days. So I'm like, you know, after David kind of thing. It's kind of like, but that just eliminates them trying to use that. And it's like it just kills it right then and there. That's a great point.
And the reality is if you have gospel-centered people around you, there should be forgiving of whatever it is that you have or are and embrace you and pull you back in and love you through that process.
Excellent point.
For encouragement and holiness, right?
Yeah. I got blessed with a great wife. I mean, that's one of the, because, you know, she knows every fault and then some I would never admit.
Yeah, sure.
And loves me anyway. That takes a lot.
It takes a lot. Sure.
You are so much fun to talk to. It's great fellowship. So what we're going to do is we're going to try and coordinate to have Clint come back and have somebody from the Adaptive Training Foundation. Who do you think?
So I think I'd like to see if I can get Mo over here.
Okay.
Especially going into the holidays. Mo does a lot with our individuals on mindfulness and mental health for our athletes that come through. And, you know, going into the holidays, like, that's a hard time for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, because of tragedy and stress. And, like, it's just – it's an anxious time for people. And I think – you know, if we get Mo to come in here and have a chat about that, that'd be great.
Yeah, we're going to try and get that coordinated. I think it'll be a blast. So let's just make it happen, all right? Okay, folks, you know the drill. We're going to take a 23-hour break. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian Station. Don't forget, Mr. Restore. Don't forget our very adaptivetrainingfoundation.org people. And don't forget to keep everybody in prayer. We'll keep you in prayer. God bless. Talk to you tomorrow.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.